Gordon and his 70-mile-an-hour winds, just shy of hurricane strength, made landfall near Pascagoula, Mississippi late Tuesday.
Most areas over there in the western Florida panhandle from Pensacola eastward have received 5 to 8 inches of rain just since this started yesterday evening, and it's still raining.
Jack Cullen is a forecaster at the National Weather Service in Mobile.
Another couple of inches is not out of the realm of possibilities. As you've seen overnight and this morning, this tropical rainfall can put down a lot of rain in a short period of time.
As of midday, the remnants of Gordon, now a tropical depression, were located in southwestern Mississippi approaching Arkansas. Winds were down to about 30 miles an hour and movement was northwest at 14. And upon departing the Gulf Coast, Gordon did leave behind a calling card.
And we've got this one band that's just setting up now from roughly Pensacola on over to Fort Walton Beach and northward up through south central Alabama, continues to train and move over the same areas.
Gordon, says Cullen, was a good stout tropical storm with at least one hurricane-sized wind gust, 74 miles an hour recorded at Dauphin Island.
The widespread wind gusts for this were a little bit higher than what we experienced last year with Nate, just because the system was still strengthening as it was coming in. The main threat with the system, as it was and continues to be, is the heavy rainfall.
Most roads in the area are open with the exception of County Road 399, J. Earl Bowden Parkway, between Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach. Travelers are urged to use extreme caution, especially around standing water.
Slow down. The roadways are going to be wet. Just make sure that you're not going to cross any standing water. If it's flowing water across the roadway could be washed out.
Lieutenant Eddie Elmore with the Florida Highway Patrol adds that if you come up to an intersection where there's a power outage and no traffic lights, treat them as a four-way stop.
Never enter an intersection with the lights inoperative unless you've stopped and you're aware of what's coming into the intersection. Just make sure you stay in between the lanes, you're controlling your vehicle, and you're attentive of the environment around you.
The rain from Tropical Storm Gordon is expected to taper off later today, and the National Weather Service's Jack Cullen says things will begin to get back to normal, with more typical afternoon shower and thunderstorm patterns by the weekend.
As we've seen in the past, Pensacola's experienced numerous tropical systems over the course of the last 10 years. These systems drag so much moisture northward with them that you get an enhancement of the showers and thunderstorms even a day or two after the system moves inland, just because of the amount of moisture they drag inland with them.
Tropical Storm Gordon never became a hurricane, but it was deadly nonetheless. A downed tree hit a mobile home in Pensacola, killing an infant inside Tuesday night. There were reports of a pair of small tornadoes in Santa Rosa and Escambia counties, but Cullen says at this point neither were confirmed, and there have been no damage reports from them. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.